Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. And I would love to welcome you to Alaska. Right now, I'm gonna welcome Dr. Jill Hubbard and Dr. Dave Stoop. Hi, guys.
Doing all right? Hi, Steve. Yeah, doing great.
Dave will join us here momentarily, I'm sure. But anyway, I'm just turning down the little system we have between the two studios here. Let me tell you about Alaska. We booked this cruise for Alaska on July 13th. The cruise ship is so popular, and this route that we're taking, because we're flying all the way to Anchorage on this, and then we're coming all the way back down, and our last port is Vancouver. Usually you start in Vancouver or Seattle, and you go up halfway, and then you come back. But, you know, we're going to get to go all the way up to Anchorage, and then we'll sail, I believe we sail out of Whittier. Well, the combination of the itinerary that's not very common for these cruises, and then also the fact that this is such a popular cruise line, it really is one of the best. We have to have people sign up and make a deposit by this Thursday, or we're going to lose our place. So I'm just asking you, if at all possible, if you're going to go, go to newlife.com, sign up, and come join us. Because all of these trips, we go to beautiful places. The last place we went was Ireland, but people said, you know, just the experience of being with New Life folks, just the experience of all of us hearing from Mylon, Dave, and myself, that was one of the great highlights. And so you'll learn some wonderful stuff. You'll grow while we're experiencing the immense glory of God in Alaska. So call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, find out about it. Now, hi, Dave. Hi, Jill. You guys doing all right?
We're doing fine.
Yes.
Good to be together.
Well, why don't we start off our program today by going to a phone call earlier rather than later? Let's do that right now.
Let's go to Amy from Butte, Montana.
Amy from Butte, Montana. I'd love to talk to Amy.
I think I got the wrong button.
Uh-oh. Well, maybe Terry can select Amy for us there. Amy, are you there?
No.
Oh, dear.
This system. Yeah.
This
okay.
is not good.
There we got her.
Ahead.
Oh,
okay. Got her
Amy,
now.
How are you? Hi, Amy.
Good. Is that the right button?
Yes.
We got the right button. We got the Amy button.
All right.
Welcome to New Life.
Yeah, good. I'm hearing an echo. Are you hearing that, too?
Well, we hear a little bit of an echo, but we live with it.
Just okay. So you're not on a speakerphone. That's all that matters.
How could we help you?
All right. I was excited to find you guys online. Many years ago, I had listened to you, and you had been very helpful, and so I'm excited also to sign up for Club New Life. That's going to be fun. My question
Great.
Today is, the Alaska cruise sounds fabulous, too, so that's exciting. but my question today is with regards to my marriage. It is falling apart, and we've gone through counseling. We've been married about 10 years. We've gone through counseling about 5 years ago for 3 years. And as long as we had an appointment with the pastor, we did fine. But when we don't have an appointment with the pastor, the basic issue that I see that we're dealing with, or at least from my perspective, is my husband's family has a pattern of disrespect for the wife, not for women in general, but for the wife.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm constantly on defense and trying to defend myself, and I become the brunt of jokes, and whenever I bring up a concern, it's disregarded or put down or contradicted or, no, that's not really going on, or that's, you're not feeling that way, or brushed off as if it's not important.
Hold on.
I've had a weight problem my entire life. I learned to use food as something to comfort myself. Subconsciously, I was hoping for a magic wand. I had tried various things. I tried 12-step programs. None of those approaches were quite like what I heard at Lose It for Life.
You can lose weight and keep it off for life, but it involves more than just the latest fad diet or exercise machine. If the underlying emotional, spiritual, and physiological issues aren't addressed, the weight returns. The next Lose It for Life workshop is January 22nd through the 24th in Dallas, Texas. To find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
My whole mentality completely shifted. I wasn't so concerned anymore about what I weighed. I was more concerned with making healthy choices. It hasn't been the same since.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right. Okay, so Amy, we get it. Your husband is a jerk, raised by a jerk.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is too. Yes, he is too. He is.
If
that's what
he's not hearing you.
Yeah, that's the way he treats you.
He doesn't even realize he's doing it.
Well, he's a blind jerk.
And when I point it out and nail him to the wall with it, then he's like, "Oh, gee, I'm sorry, I didn't mean that."
Okay. So what? Why are you guys just seeing a pastor on and off? Why don't you, if he's willing to look at it, why don't you do something that fixes it once and for all?
We have gone to several weekend marriage conferences, and that seems to be kind of a false setup, and it doesn't really help in the long term.
Because
there's some ongoing patterns here that he needs to dive into.
Well, because the weekends you've gone to have probably been all teaching.
Yeah. You go and you, mm-hmm. you hear teaching, and then you discuss it, or you answer some questions, and that, in your situation, see, that doesn't help. In fact, it kind of makes the problem worse. Because if it's just you and him, well, then he's going to dominate. He's going to hear what he wants to hear. That's why on our conferences, you hear somebody talk, but the real work happens in a group of other people where not only is there a trained Christian counselor, but you've got other couples who are observing, watching, listening, and then they come alongside and they do some work that won't happen otherwise. One of the most powerful things that ever happened was a couple came and this guy, he said, "You know, I'm here for my wife." And some guy in his group said, "You're here for your wife? You're the most discounting person I've ever seen. You walk 2 feet in front of your wife. You interrupt her when she tries to speak. You are so disrespectful for her." I'm telling you something. It changed everything. Not because the speaker said something, but because somebody in their group did the courageous thing.
The small group. And,
mm-hmm. Yeah, the small group. So I would just say to you, and I don't ever like our answer on radio just to be a workshop that we do, but in this case, you ought to save your money, and you guys ought to come, because that's where you're going to find some change. Otherwise, it's all talk.
Right, and there has to be some responsibility taking, you know, of each of you for your part in the relationship. And
that's right.
Then the awareness of the impact on the other. And you have to have compassion for the other person to not want to hurt them in that way. But he's got to feel that at a deeper level.
And Amy, don't make excuses for him about it not being other women. He's not married to other women. He's
right.
Married to you. He probably has no respect for his mother. If he has sisters, he has no respect for them. It's women in general, but he's not married to them, so they don't have any control over him. And it's a control issue.
Or it doesn't come out as much.
It doesn't come out as much. But
right.
One of the ways you can prepare him for the group is to talk to him about how he treats his mother. Because I'm sure he treats his mother the same way he treats
or
you.
Or how does his dad treat his mother?
Or how
what
he felt
he
when
witnessed?
He watched his dad treat yeah. his mother with disrespect.
Yeah, and his mother seems to be okay with that.
Well, she's made her choices to live with it, and that, and
right.
you're not willing to
yeah,
live with it.
And I'm not willing to live that way anymore. Mm-hmm.
That's wise. That's good. We applaud you, but okay, you've got to get some help beyond what the pastor can do.
I jumped in there. Is there a different specific question that you'd like us to answer for you?
Or did we answer it?
Well, I don't want to make excuses for him. I don't think I am, and I know it's never one-sided, so I'm also trying to work on... I'm getting connected with some grief recovery groups because we've had 6 miscarriages. It's really affecting me.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
But
horrible.
It doesn't seem to affect him. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of disconnected that way. So I know it's never one-sided.
Well, and to look at ways perhaps prior to your husband, you have felt disrespected in life that may make you vulnerable to that. I mean, it's not okay on his part. But
right.
But are there things that have happened prior to? Have you felt disrespected at other times by other men?
Not in the same way.
Okay.
And honestly, it's really subtle. It's insidious. It's to him to be able to even say, hey, there's something quite not right here, and I can't put my finger on it because it's so subtle for the most part.
Well, what you could do in that setting is say, that doesn't feel right to me for you to speak to me like that. You almost have to hold him accountable every time you feel that.
Right.
Not in a confrontive way, but in a descriptive way.
Mm-hmm. And what's the feeling that you get from it? Is there hostility in it?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
But if
it's too subtle, you still can comment on it. Mm-hmm. That doesn't feel right. There's something about that doesn't feel right with me. Can you restate it, even being that direct with him might be helpful.
Now, here you are talking about having a life within you. That life dies 6 times. Mm. And you say, well, it doesn't really seem to bother him. Well, what should bother him is how it impacts you.
Yeah.
Right.
And you guys, that statement, it shouldn't be the overriding statement on miscarriage. It should be, the loss of the baby, it's kind of conceptual to him maybe, but man, he steps in and comforts me and cares for me versus this thought that I ought to just get over this, that it ought to not be that big a deal. I've been talking about this Healing is a Choice series, and we did some testimonies. We filmed some testimonies, and one of the most profound testimonies is this couple who lost a baby, and right in the midst of their healing, this pastor said, why don't you help some other people? And they just stepped up and started to help other people. And here is this, they were partners in healing and helping, and you guys are so disconnected from each other. There's an intimacy void in your marriage as long as he's seeing you not as his this wonderful, amazing wife, creature, person. He's seeing you fulfilling a role that has been passed down from his father. And you are more than a role. You're a human being that deserves.
And it is his job to connect with you.
Yes,
and to care
that's
about
right.
how you feel, whether it mirrors his feelings or not.
So, one of the things that you can do is say, I've kind of been able to pinpoint what's wrong with our marriage. We're not connected the way we could be. Now, see, you're not accusing him, or you're saying you're part of this too, and you're not saying, hey, if you'd learn to respect me or treat women differently, everything would be okay. You're saying, I want us to be connected, maybe even like we were, or it felt like we were before we got married or whatever, but you say, let's do what it takes to develop one of these relationships where we are a one, a connected one, and experience some of the magic that I think we're missing here in this marriage. What do you think he would do if you took that approach?
I have requested many times, but he's not feeling a void in his life. He says he's living his dream. I said, you know, what are some of the dreams that you had when we got married and when you were growing up? And he says he's living them. It's pretty much occupation related.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think the limited that I am in is not shared.
I think you also need John's new book, The Entitlement Cure. Because, mm-hmm. you know, for him to say, well, I'm okay, but, you know, it's all you, is not okay. He's living an entitled life that is just a life of one.
Yeah, how old is he?
44.
44. Well, you know, some of this is a result of you kind of enabling him to exist as a 14-year-old boy. And so you're going to have to step up here, you know, and take a risk if you want to have the relationship that you can. I've found in most situations a man will rise to the level of behavior that is expected by the wife.
Or accepted.
Well, that's what I need. I need to change, and I'm willing to change it. I just don't know what to do. What do I do differently?
Okay. Well, let's talk about the women in your life, the relationships that you have. Do you have healthy female friendships? Or
I'm in the process of rebuilding those. Several of my support girlfriends moved this last summer.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yeah, I'm working on trying to connect with some new women.
Connect with some new women who have some healthy husbands so that you guys end up doing some stuff together as couples. And he can witness some healthy stuff there. What else, Jill, Dave, could she do that might lead to him agreeing to step up the pace here a little bit?
It's almost like he has to be educated. And one of the questions I would ask him is how come when something bothers me, it doesn't affect you? Because when something bothers you, it affects me. And it's not because I'm a woman, it's because I'm invested in our marriage. It doesn't feel like you're there, and I want you to be there. So it's a direct statement that says, you know, it does have an impact that you don't care about what bothers me, and I'm not happy about that.
Okay.
Like when you talk about it, he says, "Hey, look, I'm living the dream." And he says, "I'm living the dream." Then you don't just go, oh, well, you know, hey, what dream or all that. It's, oh, honey.
Well, and it's
how sad that you're not hearing me. You don't understand here.
Right, and I'm living the dream? What about we're living the dream?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Why are you excluded from the dream? Why are you not a part of it? Because there's him, there's you, and there's the relationship.
See, mm-hmm. you have to hold him accountable in a kind but firm way. Not in a mm-hmm. confrontive way, but in a kind way firm. That's,
not in a critical way.
Okay, that is the issue that he does not allow himself to be accountable to me because the wife does not have standing. She's just too stupid, so I'm not going to lie to her and I'm going to tell her it's okay because she's too stupid to think through it, so I have to do it for her protection.
Whoa!
Allow me to hold him accountable.
Is he a believer?
Well, yes.
Okay, you take him to 1 Peter 3:7, where it says, "Husbands, treat your wives as your equal partner. Treat mm-hmm. them with understanding."
This is a partnership,
and that's an injunction that Peter gave married couples to through the centuries, and say, "What do you do with that, Bob?"
Yeah. And you may want to.
Well, I'm the leader, so I have to make the decision.
Decisions.
Wait a second. If you look at what the passage talks about, it talks about the roles, and his role is to die for
to
you.
To be a servant leader.
You may want to think about starting a Cro-Magnon Man Anon group. I've heard that these guys are still out there. But Dark Ages, he's from caveman days. But here's the thing. You've grown up Cro-Magnon teen to Cro-Magnon man, and it's going to take some time. But I think I hear in you that you really want to do what it takes to bring about a marriage, maybe for the first time. The ultimate thing you could do is to go to our Ultimate Intimacy mm-hmm. Intensive in February.
He would hear some different things.
Sometimes people go because they say to the husband, I'm not going to ever ask for anything like this again. And I haven't been asking for much. But I want to ask you for one thing, that we're there on Valentine's Day weekend. I believe if you come, there's about an 80% chance we're going to break through to this man. I really believe that. It happens all the time. He is miserable like this. Because you know what? A man really does need a woman. And he needs to be in touch with his feelings. He needs to be feeling life. It's horrible to live like he's living. He doesn't even know what he's missing. But I know there's an ache in his heart, and he's afraid of that ache. We'll be back right after.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before, or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and really glad that you're with us here today. I want to mention to you, a lot of people don't know that, well, like Dave and Jill don't even know we're back on the air, but a lot of people don't know Women of Faith, this amazing ministry, came right out of New Life in 1996. And there is a documentary that's in 1100. Turn these guys down. Dave, if you'll mute that, I think it won't come through. But there are 1,100 theaters where they're going to be showing the Women of Faith documentary. And we would love for you to go sign up, head on over there. You can find out all about it at the website, womenoffaith.com, or wofincinemas.com. That's another place. Or Fathom Events to find out where is a theater near you. Max Lucado weighs in on Women of Faith. Johnny Erickson Tada, Amy Grant. We're all there, and it's just a great look at something that changed 5 million lives over 20 years, and it's just one of the ministries that was birthed right here at New Life. please go. 1,100 theaters, and the dates on that, February the, here it is, February 18th and 20th, March 3rd and 5th. Fathomevents.com is another place to find out about it. It's really great. All right. Also, before we go to the next caller, don't forget that Alaska, the cruise, you need to sign up, make your deposit today. Maybe we can extend it tomorrow. I'm not sure, but today's kind of the day. And speaking of Alaska, let's go to Juneau, Alaska, and talk with Mary. How you doing, Mary? Welcome to New Life.
Hi, Steve. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure. What's going on?
I will go right into the question.
Okay.
How do I know that my boyfriend will actually stop watching porn?
Well, he probably won't. As long as you're willing to keep him as your boyfriend.
Yeah, but just telling him not to doesn't stop it.
If you're dating someone that's involved with pornography, and you know that they're involved with pornography, the only way to stop it is to say, I have to get out of this relationship because I can't compete with those other images. And the devastation that pornography is causing the spiritual dimension of your life and your very soul, I can't be part of that. I can't enable that. So I can't be your girlfriend anymore. And I am going to miss you. I love you. I care about you. But I can't be part of this. That's really the only response that works.
Because getting married doesn't stop it.
Right.
It continues.
No, makes it worse.
My question is, he has promised to stop. This never came up in a conversation. I've been dating him for 3 months. And when it came up, I actually broke up with him, and he's back now promising that he will not watch it anymore and that he is very sorry, and he feels ashamed, and he never intended to hurt me, and he had no idea that it would bother me so much, and he basically promised to not
watch
it anymore.
But Mary, and I believe he was probably very sincere. The problem is it's grabbed hold of him. I mean, here, even while he's dating you, he's been watching it, right? So I don't think he's able to stop by himself. He may be sincere, but I don't believe without the help, without getting involved in dealing with his sexual addiction, he's not going to be, he might be able to, you know, stop doing it for a little while, but as soon as the stress hits in his life, as soon as he starts to feel inadequate, it's going to creep back in. So it's just a matter of time.
Now he said that I asked him to do the workshop, and he said he won't do it because he does not have an addiction.
Okay.
Well, here's what he doesn't have, though. The workshop, if you read the book, Every Man's Battle, it was really designed for pre-addiction. The workshop can treat a guy with sexual addiction, but most of the guys that go there, they're not sex addicts. They just have a problem with sexual integrity. And what it does, it puts him on a path of building character. See, that's what he doesn't have.
Mm-hmm.
Is character. And that's what you want to marry, is a man of character. Guess what? If you buy into this whole thing, then you're the mother, he's the little boy, and he's just waiting for you to point out something else that he needs to stop, and he'll stop that. But that doesn't cause a man to grow. He's not growing. We want to get him into a growth process. And that really does begin with Every Man's Battle. Not for sex addicts. I mean, some are sex addicts. But you don't even have to have a problem. You could go to that and you'd learn how to become a man of character.
I had a young man go before he got married. He was about 19 or 20. And he dabbled with pornography, and he said it was a life-changing event because he was with people who were dealing with all kinds of levels.
Yeah.
But I would say to him, Mary, is that, you know, promise me that if it happens again, you'll go to the workshop. Because it's going to happen again.
Mm-hmm. That's a very great way to do it.
That's a great way to do it.
Okay, you're not going to do it again. But what if you do? What do you agree to if you betray me again with pornography? We'll be back after this.
Come sail with New Life Ministries in Alaska, July 13th through the 20th.
I went on my own. Had never done a trip by myself before, so I was apprehensive. So if you think, oh, I don't have anybody that would want to go with me on this, trust me, you are going to find plenty of friends when you get there.
We'll depart on the Island Princess southbound from Anchorage, cruising by Hubbard Glacier to Glacier Bay National Park, and then stopping in Skagway, Juneau, Ketchikan, and ending in Vancouver.
I connected with God in a way that I had never imagined.
We'll start each morning with devotions. Then we'll explore each port, returning in the evening for fellowship and teaching from God's Word.
The teaching, every day, just getting together with everyone, getting to know everybody in the group. The whale watching was amazing. Kayaking, zip lining, so many fun times and memories I have.
To register or to find out more, call 888-770-6898, extension 103, or go to newlife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I want to tell you about our We Dared campaign and urge you to go to WeDared.com and take the challenge to starve your eyes for 30 days. You know, men are bombarded with sexual images every day. It's really hard to avoid. But we all have choices to make and a responsibility to be intentional about what we choose to look at and to think about. We want to help you do that. If you take the challenge at WeDared.com to starve your eyes for 30 days, we'll send you an email each day with encouragement and tips to keep you on track. We'll provide free downloadable Bible studies for men, young men, and even the tween men in preparing your son for every young man's battle. You could even learn how to start an every man's battle group for sexual integrity. It's all there at WeDared.com. I hope you'll take the challenge to 30 days of sexual integrity and sexual purity. For more information, go to WeDared.com and take that challenge. I dare you to do it.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. I'm going to send her a copy of Women in the Battle.
That would be great.
I hope that
Women in the Battle. You mean Every Heart Restored?
Every Heart Restored, and then right. I want to give her information on Women in the Battle.
Okay. Mary sounds like such a delightful person.
Mm. Yeah.
And really, Mary, you deserve so much more. Mm. And for him to just stop bad behavior, you want him to add something else in that's good. And this, prior to, you know, during the dating time, is when you're really going to see what is he willing to do for this relationship.
That's right. Yep. Everything that you know that's going on and you don't see the person getting help for it, mm-hmm. and making it better, you're when you marry that person, you're endorsing it. And anybody thinking, and so many people do, that some kind of sexual integrity problem is going to be fixed with marriage, they always, always are disappointed because it actually makes it worse.
Well, and at the very least, you're dooming your future sexual intimacy, right, by settling for that.
You really are.
Yeah.
Well, so we're going to send her a copy of Every Heart Restored. I hope that will be a blessing to her. Now, I mentioned to you that Lose It for Life is coming up January 22nd. And I don't know if you need to lose 5 pounds or 50 or whatever, but it starts you in this character building process, so you don't need to lose weight because you're not feeding a problem. Well, to make my point, I want you to talk with me, or listen to me talk with someone who went to Lose It for Life. Her name is Lori, and she's on the line right now, live with us. Lori, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. You went a year ago, right?
Right.
Okay. So, and you and I haven't talked before, but I would love for you, first of all, how is your life different a year after going to lose it for life? Or is it different? Or is it just same old stuff? And what we need to do is tell people not to come. You make the choice.
It didn't work, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my life has changed in a huge way. Hard for me to say. I'm just trying to think. I'm sorry to interrupt this, but I'm hearing my phone come back, my voice come back through my phone. Is there anything I can do to change that?
I don't know. We'll see if Terry can do that. It's just one of the frustrations of modern technology.
I know, it's hard to talk when that happens.
Yeah.
I do have a landline, if that would be better. Is it too late to do that?
I think
it's
so.
Okay. We'll just...
But is there anything inside of you that was resolved or worked through that might be different today from a year ago?
Yes, absolutely. I words cannot even express how this has changed my life. The conference was amazing. There was so much to it. It's hard to even put it all down on paper. But one of the things that I had struggled with was trust. That was a huge thing that I came to the conference with, not even really maybe recognizing that. And that kind of brought that to light. And I have certainly moved past that and had a lot of healing in that area.
Well, that's big right there.
That is
it's huge.
Pardon me?
That's huge that you were able to trust. And you've been able to do that since then, right?
Oh, absolutely. And I came home and, I followed up with a conference meeting that we had through our group leader. These seven ladies I met at the conference, never met them before in my life. And within 36 hours, we were all great friends, and I wasn't going to sign up for the conference. I didn't really want to pay the money. Plus, I also wasn't sure I wasn't convinced it would work, but oh my goodness, that was really wonderful. It helped continue the work that was done at the conference. So that was really very powerful for me. I came home, though, and through the encouragement of my husband and a few friends and my pastor, I started up a group at our church. And
that's great.
Which has been great. It's been helpful to many, but probably me the most, because watching these people grow in their walk with the Lord and seeing the healing process in them has just made such a difference in my life, and it's been such a blessing. But I've lost just 15 pounds, and I remember hearing the one lady at one of the conferences, or I'm not sure, programs, but talk about how she only lost 15. I'm thinking, that's it? And I'm thinking, that's me. But, you know, I've told so many people, if I didn't lose a pound, it's still been worth it. This has been such a rich study for me. I've grown so much, And I tell my friends, I said, I wish you could see a before and after of my brain, because it has totally transformed in the way I think about the food and the way that I see that God sees me. I was full of condemnation. I would beat myself up pretty good about my weight, and I'm not doing that anymore. And that's another huge issue for me, too. So that's a huge hurdle.
That's amazing. And, you know, one of the things I know about your story is, you got all geared up. You were doing great and exercising and everything. And guess what happened? You had an injury. And
it just happens sometimes.
And so, did that ruin everything? Did you just go, okay, forget it?
No. Because I was in, you talk about connection or community a lot. And I'm a huge believer in it now, because had I not been with a group and doing the Lose It for Life materials, I probably would have given up. But through everything I learned and keeping with that connection that helped me stay, I gained a few pounds, but then I lost it. Yeah. And then I was telling the screener, I was saying, I didn't gain 1 ounce over Christmas, which is a miracle. I don't think that's ever happened in my life, because I was making better choices, and it didn't feel like it was deprivation. It felt like I was just making some good choices and really trying hard to honor God with the choices I was making, and how I was taking care of my body. So that was
I love your story, because it's talking about what we share with people is, hey, this is about life. This isn't just about losing some weight. This changes everything in your life. And I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for the people in your church. You're doing the group, and that's helping you. God bless you. And thank you, Lori, for sharing this. And if anybody wants information about Lose It for Life, it's January the 22nd. It's coming right up. I'll be there. I'll be doing this workshop. Michelle Spadafore will be there. And it's going to change your life, not just the way you eat, but the way you look at food and the way you no longer have to carry around shame that isn't doing you or anybody else one bit of good. So thank you, Lori, for that. Really appreciate that.
And Steve, Lori, it doesn't stop here, right? She's made some lifestyle changes that will continue, and she will continue to reap the benefits as time goes on.
That's right. Yeah. All right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want to find out about Lose It for Life, it's January the 22nd. What a great thing to do here in January. Okay, well, let's talk with Carrie from Everett, Massachusetts. Carrie, how are you doing today?
I'm okay, you?
Yes, just speak right up there, and how could we help you?
Yeah, I already talked to one of the... that's the situation for my marriage and the kid as well, but the first one, I'm going to go to the marriage first.
Okay, what is the biggest problem in your marriage?
The biggest problem in my husband and I, we live together in a house, but we like it, we separate because it's long for me. Like, he sleeps downstairs in the couch, like maybe 5 years.
Okay, so, and what happened that started him sleeping downstairs on the couch?
It's been for a long time. It's a long time. It's go back and forth. When you want to talk to me, he talk. We don't want to talk to me, you don't talk. When you want to use me. We don't want it. That's it.
Okay. So what is your question for us about a totally separate existence of two married people?
What's the question? Question I have for you guys, because I've been listening to you guys so many times in the radio, but I tried many times and never get a chance to talk to you guys. But I need to know what can I do, because I'm living like roommates.
You're living like roommates, and you want to know what you can do to move out of the roommate situation. Is that right?
Yes. I am Christian. I believe. I'm trust God and praise God. I know always God use me, but the problem is here, like, carry something on my back because I don't talk to him anymore because I don't know how. Okay. Because he's I don't know, like, I'm talking to somebody.
We're going to help you try to deal with one of the toughest realities of getting into this groove where you're just sharing, you're not even roommates, really. You're just sharing the same space. That's painful, and certainly nothing that God ever intended. We'll be back after this.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed that if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number, and I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful, but probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet, and it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn from New Life Live, and I can't tell you how excited we are about New Life Television. It's an internet television channel at tv.newlife.com. Check it out. You'll see that there's exclusive content that we really don't have time to get into here on our radio program. we go down deep and we try to provide you the foundations of the stuff that we know and the stuff that we like to share with you. There's a day on biblical integration in the news, life recovery, and it's only $9.95 a month, and that supports this ministry. It's an in-depth attempt to connect with you deeper and provide you with a stronger foundation of biblical wisdom from God's Word. Check it out, tv.newlife.com. tv.newlife.com.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. And I have to tell you, this is one of those calls that I just feel so bad. People say, you know, doesn't it ever get to you hearing calls? Well, I say, well, we always hear the upside, too. You know, people go to the workshops and things, but... Man, I do get down when I hear a call like Carrie's. What do you guys think is her best chance?
It's so sad to have been living this way, because you know that both, Carrie, both of you are so lonely, and you've just resigned yourselves to this. But I think you have to be bold and take some risks and do some things differently. You have to break up your normal routine and maybe even identify for yourself what's the typical pattern. Regardless of what we're talking about, how do the conversations go? What shuts him down? What shuts me down? And then you need to set up a place, like going out someplace away from the home, where it can be different and where you can have a more honest conversation, and that you can focus on not going down those same paths, not getting hooked by the same things he says, and kind of have in your mind, maybe write it out, what you want to say to him, and to keep redirecting back to really the heart of the issue.
Well, one of the things I would say to him is, I'd ask him a question, are you as lonely in this marriage as I am?
Mm-hmm.
And how did we get this way? What's at the root of what mm-hmm. what's going on between us?
And or to can, say, or, I believe you're as lonely as I am
yeah.
in the relationship, because he might say, no, I'm, you know, just because
to be,
he's defensive.
Yeah.
But say, I believe you're as lonely, and I believe that things can be better.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And even to say, I believe things can be better, and I would like for us, you pick the evening, tomorrow night or the night after, I would like for us to go to dinner together, and let's just talk about some things that could make this better.
Mm-hmm. You know, one of the the research has shown that one of the foundational features of a good marriage is a good friendship.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not even friends. So maybe what
right.
they do is just start with working on becoming friends again, which means you talk about things that are safe. You don't you don't problem solve. You just
mm-hmm.
talk. And don't set your expectations too high, Carrie, because it's going to take some time for this to change.
Right. There has to be multiple conversations. And maybe you even go for a walk together. Ask him to start walking with you.
Yeah.
Some kind of activity where you guys can be together, and then talking is a little easier.
We're going to keep you on the line because we want you to talk with somebody else, because this is a little bit bigger than what we can handle on the radio, beyond what we've already done, I think.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to send her the 7-Minute Marriage Solution and the 7-Minute Marriage Devotional
idea.
Bible. And, you know, I really am convinced that just these 5-minute snippets
mm-hmm.
Or 7-minute snippets can absolutely make all the difference in the world. And, you know, maybe you're riding down the road and maybe it's not quite as crummy as Carrie's situation. But when you sit back and you think about it, you know what? We're kind of like this. We really are. We're just roommates. We've lost the passion
mm-hmm.
and we've lost the anything.
It's like strangers,
you know,
yeah.
And here's the thing. I really believe this. I believe that any two people can be friends. And if any two people can be friends, they can become best friends. And they can become best friends that find out how to enjoy each other. But, you know, there's got to be a willingness that comes in there. And one of the worst things that could happen, I think, is that they go to dinner and then Carrie lectures him on how bad a husband he is.
Right.
Not a good start.
No.
It just, criticism isn't going to open the floodgates of his heart and experience love. But trying to have a time where you could just listen to each other. And if she could, rather than tell him how disappointed she is, if she could, you know, eventually get to where she's finding some question that he would answer, like, you know, what is it like for you? Or I don't know.
They have to be on the same team, right? Mm-hmm. Attacking this problem together instead of seeing each other as the problem.
But that's going to take some work. And
she's got to join
careful
with
work, but without at a kind of a relaxed level, not a big confrontational level.
And as much as she's hurt, and as much as she's justified, and as much as we're jumping on and saying this is horrible, she's got to kind of stay on her side of the street here and talk about maybe things that she's done or admit to some things and hope that it would open him up. I wonder if he's even a believer because if he is, he sure isn't living like a believing husband. That's for sure.
And a lot of times, yeah, when you're willing to do that, Steve, asking, how have I hurt you? How have I pushed you away?
It'll open it up. Well, we need your help here to continue to do what we're doing. You might say, well, what do? Did you know that when you support us, sometimes that money goes to a scholarship for a couple to go to a marriage intensive, and they don't get a divorce, and because they don't, kids don't live in poverty? Have you seen the statistics on what divorce does to put women and children into poverty? It's horrific. So supporting us, it allows a child to be raised with two parents. Supporting us helps someone discover they don't have to use pornography to feel like a man. Supporting us helps somebody discover that the thing that they thought they would never heal from, they can have total victory over and freedom from at a Healing is a Choice workshop. We need your support. Please do if you can. If you can join Club New Life, I'll send you a bucket full. Actually, it's a tote bag full of ways that we want to say thank you to you. And it's only $20.16 a month. I said to Larry Sonnenberg, who runs this ministry as the president, I said, we need 1,000 people for Club New Life. We've got to go to the next level here. We need the support. And so this is what we're doing. We're trying to bring 1,000 of you on at the lowest ever, $20.16. If you could help us, come join us and become part of Club New Life. Get discounts. I send you a wonderful CD, a download every month to tell you about what we're doing here and some of the things that maybe you've missed on the program and the speaking that people do outside and off of the program we share on those CDs. Every Man's Battle is February the 19th in Seattle. And then we've said it before, Lose It for Life, January the 22nd. Look, use needing to lose 5 pounds as the excuse to change everything and sign up for that weekend. You will not regret it. Women in the Battle is March the 4th. If your husband or boyfriend or past person has had a sexual integrity problem, a parent, this will help you heal from that in a way that I don't know of anything else can. And then we've got Healing is a Choice and the Marriage Solution Weekend, April 15th. Before that, on the weekend of Valentine, is our Intimacy Intensive that's kicked off by Francis Chan. We're so glad to have him. I was so delighted to hear that he's a listener of ours. And then if you go to womenoffaith.com or wofincinemas.com or fathomevents.com, you can find out about the Women of Faith documentary that... Well, it's in over 1,000 theaters, March 18th and 20th. February 18th and 20th, and March 3rd and 5th. And then finally, if you have not seen tv.newlife.com, there are some amazing, amazing programs there. Join over 10,000 subscribers. It's the best bargain we have to offer. tv.newlife.com. You get 2 weeks free. Thanks, Dave. Thanks, Jill. Thanks to all of you. See you next time.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.